The wisdom of the ancients hints that the old people know more than we do. The amazing harmonies of wedding rings imagined as gold crowns. The castles where the fat king lives. The agony of the daughter who keeps near her father by asking riddles. The great hammock let down from the stars, lovers playing on its fringes. Such abundance is dazzling. The human soul arrives as a frog, having regressed since the Council of Nicaea. A boy needs the help of so many others to overcome his father's jealousy. He subtly moved to a meadow bordering a lake, where a dragon eats every sheep every night at dusk. There are stories with naked narratives that some speculate are remnants of vast festivals of narrative operas retold in the simplest language 700 years later. In Norwegian fairy tales, the storyteller kept his audience in thrall with certain possibilities of fabulous healing, changing the king to the local rich farmer, the gold services to a silver spoon, the castles to a well-built Norwegian farmhouse with towers dazzling only by comparison with the surrounding fine woods. Other stories come down from the mystery initiations, the teachings later destroyed by forces that preferred Christianity, and were unlike ancient mass festivals in that they contained secret symbols and paid attention to stages of human growth. Some stories contain information meant for men and women on private journeys, seeking their way. And there are accounts of practices in which the community would drum around the shaman as he or she ascended, calling out from each successive world. That's from the opening of More Than True, The Wisdom of Fairy Tales by Robert Bly. Fairy tales are stories of wonder and naivete, stories we hear as children. And as children, accept the fearful witches and evil pranksters as more real than not. Understand the joys and relief of the heroine and the hero of the story, perhaps more clearly than the adults who tell us these stories think we do. And as adults, the fairy tales are passed on to the children in our lives, with lingering memories of the wonder and surprise from our own younger years. And so the cycle goes. And so how wonderful to read esteemed poet and public intellectual Robert Bly's take on a collection of fairy tales, More Than True, The Wisdom of Fairy Tales. Bly combines the wisdom of his own research, along with that of folks as diverse as Freud, Jung, perhaps no surprises there, the Indian mystic and poet Kabir, tales of the Hindu gods, and from the Arabic many aspects of the soul, the nafs. It's a multinational, multicultural, multi-centuries melange that offers insights to our own thinking, for in the end, I suspect that Bly wants us, his readers, to take these fairy tales into our own inner minds, be it subconscious or conscious, to discover our own hidden meanings and insights by rereading and reading these stories. The six fairy tales he shares with us here range from a young man newly discharged from military service who spends the next many years of his life underground, tending to boiling pots. The young man is ultimately rewarded with a bag of gold, which leads him to yet new adventures of duplicity and ultimately of wisdom. There is the tale of the seven children of a king. The boys turned into swans by their evil stepmother, and the only daughter left behind to spend years weaving magically charmed shirts to return her brothers to human form, which she manages to complete just before she is sentenced to be burned at the stake. Fairy tales can be gruesome to our modern ears. And we conclude with a tale that tells of a king turned bear who finds his true love and human form once again through the stamina and the love of the youngest of a neighboring king's daughters. All of these tales feature a gentle but consistent mocking of authority figures. Ironic, it seems to me, as these same tales are often told by parents, the authority figures, to their children. And, of course, we have lots of sub-themes, sub-texts, sub-plots in all six of the tales we read. I'm sure you've already developed a couple of random thoughts worth pursuing, hearing only those short descriptions. Be assured that Robert Bly is more than ready to share his insights into these subplots after each tale is told. The student of history in me wants to note that Bly's title is such an apt, oh-so-true statement of stories we pass down from generation to generation, whatever their origin and whoever their audience. Indeed, the wisdom of fairy tales more than true. We Americans have our own fairy tales, if you'll allow me to call them such, that we used to hold as patriotic touch points. Washington and the cherry tree chopping. Washington and his troops crossing the frozen Delaware River. Tales that are so very American, and yet not so dissimilar from these tales of heroism and duplicity, of love and anger, of royal favor and peasant-like craftiness. The goals of all these tales, from wherever they may come, remain to keep the spirit of human discourse and cultural tradition alive in times of wealth and power and in times of poverty and despair. As Robert Bly himself notes more than once, this very book is the product of a many years project of reading, thinking, and sharing. From his intellectual and emotional relationship with his wife, who taught me much about fairy stories, he writes, and from those who, quote, at times in the last 20 years, have read portions of this book and given me valuable advice. I am thankful to each of them. Robert Bly, let us note, is a poet and a public intellectual of note in modern America, a poet who has won the Poetry Society of America's Frost Medal for Distinguished Lifetime in Achievement in Poetry, a writer whose book Iron John, a book about men, was a pioneering work in the men's movement in the later years of the last century. Our book ends with Bly's musings about the last fairy tale he shares with us, the aforementioned story of a white bear king with his golden crown, and the young bride whose curiosity betrays their loving married life, and who then goes through a long period of wandering the forest to find a way to reunite with her beloved white bear king. It is a fitting way to wrap up our review, I think, by allowing Robert Bly to share with us his own thinking about life, about the creative arts, as he tells us when musing about this fairy tale. As we read along in the tale of the white bear, we are the youngest daughter of the king, one who loves the golden wreath and who loves the being who plays with it, the divine white bear. We see that wreath in dreams, but where does the image of the golden wreath come from? Perhaps there have been a thousand lives passed down, as the Tibetans might say, like the piece of wood in a relay race from hand to hand and never dropped. The golden wreath is one of those handovers. Finally, we are the runner. And what do we do with this image we find in our hands? Well, we tell someone about it. And everyone responds to the wreath differently. Some might try to live a life utterly without sin for a year or two. Ascetics and fundamentalists try that. Or struggle to make works of art that resemble the golden wreath. Many artists do that. I've done for 70 years, more or less. Or try to become beautiful like the wreath. Nijinsky tried that. But sooner or later, a voice inside of us says, the golden wreath is oval, not wrong. You got it wrong. So a little bit more about that fairy tale as we finish the last chapter. Indeed, the beautiful young wife does reunite with her husband, and her husband turns from bear to human form. But there are so many more lessons to be learned in the last few pages. I urge you to pick this up and read it. More Than True, The Wisdom of Fairy Tales by esteemed poet and public intellectual Robert Bly. It's quite a good read for any time of year, and it's available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.